last time on Rad Rolls.
And this bunk bed is being pushed by a super mutant emerging from the next room. Hmm, signal like everyone here.
We like signal. Signal seems very nice.
Do you know radio?
I'm aware of it.
Yes.
I don't believe we've been introduced.
Now is not the time to draw iron. We'll talk later, but we're good here.
Signal takes his super sledge and rests it on your shoulder and says, "May your Lonnie."
Thank you for making me a part of this.
Oh, no. Thank you all. Thank you all very much. You wanted it, you got it. Now you're cabinet members.
Well, if I knew there was a Pip-Boy as a grand prize, I might have been more tempted.
I'm surprised you got it on the right way.
Hazel actually takes Lonnie's arm and looks at it and looks under it and looks on the top and goes, "It's fascinating. You got it. You got a Pip-Boy. This is a legit Pip-Boy. This is fantastic. This is great. There's so much you can do with this. There's so much we can learn from this. And it has built-in radiation detectors. It has echolocation. It has all sorts of you can actually make it, the capabilities of it, it's almost endless." So she just keeps running on and on. She starts sounding a little bit like a broken record, just starts babbling.
I'll tell you what, we'll schedule conjugal visits with my left arm once we get this figured out, okay? But for now, like...
I don't get it.
Hazel, why don't you roll perception plus science for a difficulty zero? Okay.
A 5 and a 6, 2 successes.
2 successes. So you get 2 AP on top of getting a success. So you are like furiously looking over this Pip-Boy, and you have a lot, you were like really knowledgeable about this kind of stuff, and you are going through it and you're tapping on the screen, and you notice that there's a few things included in this Pip-Boy. You notice that there is a map that you've never seen before.
Wow, there's actually a decently detailed map. And she zooms out. It's the whole area. Oh, this is going to be very, very useful.
Clark notices that Lonnie's really trying to hustle people out the door. So he kind of slides in as Hazel's going on to the other side of Lonnie and claps him on the shoulders like, "All right, Mr. Mayor, I think you have the right idea. Why don't you take us outside and let's see what we're actually supposed to be doing here."
Yeah. Okay.
As before you go outside, your Pip-Boy starts talking to you.
"Signal! Pip-Boy!"
You kind of hear this this back and forth kind of radio static, and says,
"Signal forgot. Mayor name settlement."
This is a big decision.
"Signal? Can you hear me, Signal?"
"Signal here, Lonnie Mayor. Hee hee."
This is a extremely important decision, and we're going to discuss it at our inaugural cabinet meeting. I will get back to you on that decision.
You hear kind of a static and like this like chair move. And then through the glass of the other room, you see this giant fist pump out of the glass with a big super mutant finger. There's a thumbs up that you can see in the room. And then Signal retracts his arm, and you don't hear anything in the Pip-Boy.
I like Signal's enthusiasm.
We're going to have to fix that.
Hazel, are these things waterproof?
They're waterproof, radiation proof, and actually they can take a low-level nuclear explosion at close range.
Keep that in mind.
Okay, that is increasing. That is an order of increasing things I don't want to experience. Cool. All right, cabinet meeting. We go outside for our cabinet meeting. Maybe it's a good time to... you know, unpack snacks or whatever and have ourselves a little meal here. So here's what I gathered. Signal mentioned that it was dirty outside and that it is attracting rats. I can't imagine why it would be dirty with all those sacks of rancid meat in the radio tower. really boggles my mind. Can't quite put my finger on it. There's rats, but he also mentioned that there is a water purifier nearby.
That I think would definitely be one of the first things we need to take care of.
This is
if we don't have the pure water.
Right. Signal brought up a good point. It would bring more people here because we need clean water. So I'm not sure if there was priorities for doing the getting the water purifier, but we do need to get the water purifier. There might be rats around here that we're going to have to take care of, which are going to scare people. So, you know, we got to take care of that. And then we've got to name this place. Hazel, you have experience with River Crawler Caravan Company. Do they have a nomenclature, standard operating procedure? Do they name it based off the closest settlement, or?
Oh, heavens no. They actually, even their core name is pretty terrible, in my opinion. I think we can do better. Does anybody know anything about the lore of Louisiana? Anything that would add some gravitas to a name of a settlement? Something upbeat and hopeful. We could call it Rising Sun.
That's not bad. A little musical.
Yeah, there's an old folk song about, I think it was actually about a whorehouse in Louisiana, but we can leave that part out.
Or, hear me out, leave it in.
Don't. I mean, there's a burlesque in Old Nolens. It's called The Sweet Chariot. It's great. You absolutely love it when we go there. I mean, we don't have to. And then, you know, Lonnie takes a moment realizing he's in mixed company. He's like, we don't have to go there. I'm just saying.
I'm absolutely game.
Oh, cool. It's
I'm open to all sorts of new experiences.
Well, you will certainly have your fair share of them in this area. Rising Sun sounds wonderful to me. Can you show me how to pull up that map again?
Sure. Here. And she hits a couple quick buttons, and she actually, this time more slowly, turns the Pip-Boy knob so that it gets to the screen with the map, and then she shows him the slider to go in and out with the zoom.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. I can follow that. And I'm kind of looking like a 50-year-old at their phone right now, like really zoomed. You're really far out trying to get used to this. And I'm looking at this map that Dave provided, and I'm seeing that this settlement is someplace between, at least looking at one of the, is the dark line there, is that a river?
Yeah, okay. this is a great place to talk about exploration a little bit. Unless you have a way to get across water, you're not going to be able to just like go through water features. And that super dark green on the map is a water feature. There's a few bridges that I'm including in, like those are active bridges and places that you can cross. That's also a good place if I want to railroad you.
literally and figuratively.
Oh, yeah. The bridge is out. What a shame.
Oh, So that's there. It should be only two cities. I have a more advanced map. I went back and looked at. So this is a brand new mechanic. Where I went back and watched documentaries of how they made Fallout, and they all started with the map. And so I have a pretty well laid out map. I'm going to add more stuff to it, but for now, for like the perceivable area for today's show. Like, I have it laid out for as much as you can find.
I think Lonnie is focusing on the fact that this settlement is just about a halfway point between Old Nolens and Baton Rouge, if you're taking that road that's just south and runs alongside the river there, which my geography is terrible on a good day. Yeah, looking at this map, Lonnie's thinking, okay, it's about halfway between Old Nolens, Baton Rouge, Rising Sun settlement. Sounds fine. Motion to make this town Rising Sun Settlement.
Seconded.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. Anyone oppose? Signal? Signal, are you there? You signal?
Signal here, Lonnie. Hee hee, Mayor. Signal here.
The cabinet has agreed that our new settlement will be called the Rising Sun Settlement.
Signal kind of thinks around and says,
Rising Sun, Mayor Sun, Lonnie Sun, Lonnie Signal Sun, Signal Rising Sun.
If you haven't noticed already, Signal is not the best at communicating, and so you don't know whether he has just deemed you his son or whether it is you got the name, but he seems pretty happy about it all.
Yeah, I do know that Signal has some pretty poignant ideas and means well. It's just the communicating bit is a bit of a struggle for him, it appears. So we'll I'll try to be a bit more patient with Signal because it does seem like his heart's in the right place.
I'd rather have him on our side than on the other side.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
While all this map discussion and talking with Signal is occurring, can I make, or I can make a check if I need to, but can I look around to see if there would be a piece of debris or a wooden board or something like that I could be working on to making a sign that says Rising Sun on it?
Yeah, you are, you look around and you find a big piece of metal, and you notice that it's kind of like almost like siding for an old building. It looks like that it used to be a piece of the radio tower, so it has some like stakes attached to it, metal stakes, but they're kind of makeshift. They're not like the perfect yard sign exactly, but you also don't have a writing utensil, and I don't know if a pencil can write.
I don't think my little pencil's gonna be able to do it, but I know if we have a little time, we can etch it.
Yeah, can I just take my sword out and just start slashing the letters into this sign?
Zorro style?
Yeah, exactly.
Do a charisma plus melee weapons.
Okay.
Difficulty zero, please.
All right. I got a 7 and a 3, so.
Yeah, 2 successes, yep. So Clark pulls out his sword, and you can tell that like Clark focuses in. There's like years of knowledge and finesse within Clark as he takes his sword out, and it's not even like he tried. He just carves the slightest amount into this metal sign and writes in kind of jagged lettered Rising Sun Settlement. And he does it fast, almost like you've seen in like previous cartoons or something, where a cartoon character is trying to like slice something into somebody's like butt, like they're branding them or something. Like a I don't know if Tom and Jerry existed in Fallout, but I'm imagining that might be the case. Kind of like that.
The cloud of sharp edges. Yeah.
So back to the cabinet meeting. The name has been decided as Rising Sun Mayor.
Yeah, and Mayor Lonnie.
Yeah, but Lonnie Haybear, by the way, nice. This that whole mayor thing, it feels weird, but there are things we can do. We can try to clean this place up, especially if we're going to have a rat issue and water purifier.
We should definitely work on the water purifier unless we want to all die of dysentery or dehydration sometime soon. So,
So Lonnie, you know that a water purifier requires a water purifier chip. And you know that those are incredibly rare if you want actual clean water. You have had clean water in Old Nolans before, but I wouldn't say that you... incredible experience to know exactly where a water purifier chip is.
No, Lonnie's, I would say, pretty accomplished as an engineer, but only for things that are not meant to move. Walls, doors, structures, great. If it has moving parts, that's kind of where Lonnie's expertise goes out the window. So, yeah, this is, as far as infrastructure goes, Lonnie knows that... water purifier is great, but the inner workings of one is going to elude him.
As the comment about dysentery gets brought up, Arkle is speak up as the self-appointed security officer and say, well, that's all good, but if there's any more Mirelurks around, you better take care of them first, or else we're not going to live long enough to care about drinking some dirty water.
Yeah, we can, if we need to, we can import clean water. I agree. If we're going to be holing up here for a while, good night's sleep would be appreciated, because we'll get the trade routes between Nolens and Baton Rouge hopefully stopping through here, so we might be able to get some of the temporary stuff.
Lonnie, why don't you roll a difficulty 2 perception plus survival, I would say.
I think I'll use another action point to bump this up to a 3d20. Hey, 3 successes. Rolled a 3, a 4, and a 13. Survival is one of my tag skills.
Excellent. So you get an extra AP. You see all of a sudden a kind of blackish hairy creature pop out of one of the puddles and sticks its head out and looks at you and looks like it's about to do something. There's kind of like a greenness that's coming up through his throat. And in this moment, it looks like you have time to react. What do you do?
I will yell, eyes up, folks. Probably try to quick draw my energy pistol, even though I'm probably dreadfully, or laser pistol, sorry, even though I'm dreadfully like bad at this type of thing. Like I grew up throwing fists, and now I have this sidearm that I'm expected to use.
So because of your successes, you're kind of going in slow mo. So you're able to draw your energy pistol, and have it ready to go. You could, like, it was almost kind of like Harrison Ford in that president movie, Air Force One. Like, you feel like that your duty is here as the mayor, and you've told everybody to stand down, and you have your laser pistol out. Do you fire at this at this creature that's coming out of the puddle?
Oh, that's a good question. I think that I'm going to base it off the successes I had. I think I succeeded hard enough to have like the peace of mind to like, you know, wait to see what happens, try to assess the situation before I start, you know, shooting rounds off.
Okay, yeah. So this creature, you see this green sludge come up out of its mouth, and it's almost like a projectile vomit, and it goes and across this kind of field and hits this piece of metal that's sticking out of the ground that has this writing on it that says Rising Sun Settlement. And it kind of melts off the left part of it. So it looks like it just says Sing Un, like Tettlement.
Novak.
Novak, yeah, there you go.
And as that creature goes out and shoots off the whatever that is that melted the part of the sign, it ducks down into the puddle. And you feel a rumble in the ground. At this point, another at a different spot, almost, you saw this one happen directly ahead, and almost to the right, you see another one pop out, and you can see it's kind of like holding its gills about to do something. What do you all do?
Destroy my sign. I'm shooting it.
Clark, you're shooting it? All right, go ahead.
Absolutely. It destroyed my artwork.
Why don't you take a major action and do an attack.
Major action. All right. So do I just need to roll 2 die for that?
So you chose your weapon and your target. So what are you firing with? You're firing your gun. Which gun do you have?
A 44 revolve.
So you're going to be rolling agility plus small guns.
Okay.
And it's going to be a difficulty at this range. It's going to be a difficulty 2.
Okay.
You're kind of like medium range, I would say.
All right, I got a 6 and a 1, so that is 2 successes. 2 damage, nothing, 1 damage, and a damage effects trigger. I got, I did 5 damage overall. I'm sure it's probably dead.
You shoot your gun and you're kind of like posed up, like you're in like prime shooting stance. And I mean, if there was like a word for slick when you're shooting a gun, that's you. And you kind of like, you know how in VATS it like slows down a little bit when you're like about to hit in a like really good spot? Like you see this kind of black hairy creature get a bullet that goes right into its mouth and kind of explodes the green within it, and it just kind of goes everywhere out of this hole, killing it. Everyone can feel a giant rumble in the ground. You notice behind you that two black scrawny things kind of pop out of the ground. They are at long range and they are at holes that are almost like, you kind of have like your front that you saw one in your right, and they're kind of like directly 90 degrees of you, and they're on either side. And these creatures are looking at you, and they look angry as I'll get out a little while. What's everybody's initiative? Just tell me. I should have written it on the sheet.
13.
11.
11.
10.
You're now in combat.
I'll shoot another one. Do another roll here. I got a 15 and a 3, which will be two successes whenever you figure out what the difficulty will be.
It's okay. Difficulty 2 from medium range. For this, if you're long range, it's going to be 3. Medium range is 2, and close range is 1 difficulty.
Are we in medium for this?
Everyone is in medium. Right. For these two enemies, they are at medium range. They're kind of in front of you, but like it's within your vision. Either the one is kind of like to your right, the other one's directly to your left. You have killed one that's kind of like 45 degrees to your right, and you saw one at the center.
I think I'm just going to stick with my rolls and take my two successes. So if I...
Which one are you aiming for? The one on the right or left?
We'll go for... I guess Clark is right-handed, so we should aim at the one on the right. I believe I just did 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 7 damage to it.
So again, you shoot the gun and it goes into the mouth of this scrawny black thing. Teeth go flying. Like it is a massacre. The other one looks scared and kind of burrows into the ground. You feel an even bigger rumble.
Hey everybody, it's your GM Dave here to do a little mid-credits here. The first thing I want to do is, of course, thank our cast, Cody, Jared, May, and Mike. I always appreciate their time to sit with me and play this fun game together and make this little fun show. Let's talk about Mike for a minute. Mike is actually a comic book writer, podcaster, and also plays Pet Packet on the show. Check out some of his books like Junior Braves of the Apocalypse, Orcs in Space, and many more. Also, check out his podcast, Burn After Pitching, where creators are challenged to pitch ideas on a theme or property. All of his awesome work can be found on bymichaeltanner.com, which I've included in the show notes. This is, again, is an episode that we've released on a Friday. For the most part, we'll be releasing episodes every Friday, so go ahead and subscribe to us on your podcast feed. And hey, if you haven't given us a 5-star review on iTunes or Spotify, that would be super clutch. That would be the premium thing that you could do. But the next premium thing of equal, probably more value, is to let you know that we are raising money for the New Orleans Children's Hospital through Extra Life. We've got a few tiers for donations. The first one is $10. We'll get you a shout out on the show. And $40 will get you a location or NPC named after whatever you want. This week, we have our first actual donation. This week, I want to thank Nathan Martin for the incredibly generous donation to Extra Life. We're going to give shout-outs as I see them through the Extra Life page. So if you want a shout-out in the show, go ahead and put $10 in. Nathan did a fantastic $40 donation, so later on, we'll be naming an NPC after whatever he chooses. Again, follow us on social media at RadRolls. I've been putting an updated map on Mondays. I've been calling it hashtag Map Mondays. I'm sure that's what the kids are doing. It's what's hip. I've also been putting up some character introductions as well. The show is kind of getting off. We're doing our first little combat encounter here, and We're getting the rads rolling, as they say.
And none of them have, no more have popped out. So there's kind of like almost a lull in this situation. If anybody has, this is kind of a break from initiative here. And if anybody has anything that they would like to do or use like a minor action or anything, anywhere that would like to move, now would be the time to do it.
I want to see if there's a way to get on the roof of the...
You see a kind of a few makeshift boards that are up against the side of the building that look like a ladder, but it looks wrong. So if you wanted to get up there, you need to roll a strength plus agility.
Okay, so that's 7 plus 2.
Strength plus athletics, not agility.
An 18 and an 8.
All right, so you get one success from that, right? And you manage to kind of like grab onto these boards and they move kind of with you. And as you get yourself up, one of them kind of like breaks a little bit, but falls to the ground. So there's like one less board, but you've managed to get yourself onto the roof of this building so that you have a bird's eye view of everything. You don't feel the rumble anymore. Everyone else still feels this rumble. At this point, Pep, see another one of these black scrawny things come up from behind the building. It actually shoots off one of its green spits at you. So please roll a, agility plus athletics.
Okay, agility 5, athletics 2, a 10 and a 3.
Okay, so this is a difficulty 0, so you manage to dodge. It's moving slow enough, you manage to dodge out of the way, and then this scrawny black thing goes back on the ground. In front of now the group of where Hazel and Lonnie and Clark are, three of these black scrawny things pop out of the holes in the center, and the middle right and the middle left at 45 degrees, three of them pop out. They all shoot off a green substance at you all. And you all then need to roll me a athletics plus agility.
I fail both of mine.
No successes.
I failed both and one was a 20.
Oof.
Oh no.
Hazel's dead first turn.
All of you get hit with this green slime. Everyone takes 2 damage. These things pop back under the ground. Unfortunately, Hazel, this hit kind of where your pocket is, which is also where your pencil was. And it has melted your pencil and a piece of your clothing where that was. That is kind of your complication, as you do not have that pencil anymore.
Man.
They pop back under the ground and there is kind of a lull, but you still feel a light ground movement.
Okay, so what do I see from the top of the building? Are they all down?
All of these black scrawny things are down. There's no, right now we're out of combat initiative. So technically, okay. Clark did the main portion of the combat. So everyone's out of initiative and now they are just like popping up as fast as they can and shooting off this ooze. So they go back down and disappear. You can see that one of them popped up from behind you that isn't in range of the three of the group of Clark, Lonnie and Hazel.
We're out of combat. Can I take a shot at the creature?
Yeah, you can still take a shot at the creature, but you don't see anything. Like, I will tell you if they pop up and where they pop up out. Right now, the three of you are at the group. There is this rumbling going on, and there's kind of a lull from the rumbling. You can tell that there's still something going on from the three that popped out and were able to get you all, but there's kind of a break almost in the conversation of battle. So if you all need to move into a position or do anything, now would be the time to do that.
We might want to consider falling back to some place with a little more cover.
I was going to say the exact same thing. I was going to say, can Clark move his back against the building and then ready an attack?
Yeah.
As he thinks that they're going to pop out, can he be ready to aim and take a shot before they spray their goo, but have his back covered?
Yes, you can. You can do that.
I think Lonnie, through their basic training, is going to have the exact same idea. If they see like Clark, like setting up a, you know, a shot, like propping up their hands on something to steady their 44, I think Lonnie is going to do the same thing, just kind of set up a firing line alongside Clark.
All right, and Hazel, what about you? What are you doing?
Well, since I've gotten a real close look at goo that got shot at us, can I use some of my know-how to try and figure out what it is that's being, you know, what exactly these goobers being spat at us are made of?
Yeah, you can roll a difficulty 0 intelligence plus science.
Is that something I could make as well, given?
Yeah, you can make that. You can make it as well. Yeah.
Two successes, and it's a tag skill.
So. Three successes, great. So you see this goo, and you kind of recognize it as from your history of knowing animals. This looks like spit from a mole rat, but something is wrong with this spit. Normally, mole rats don't spit; they just bite. You can tell that this is not a mole rat that you would see on the West Coast or that's been on your trail outside of this location. You can tell that generally mole rats are pretty weak from your experience, but they tend to burrow. They have a tendency to burrow as well. You witchered this. Like you saw that spit and you were like, yeah, I got this. Because you have a lot. You have your character has a lot of knowledge of books.
I have a lot of book learning.
Yeah,
I had a two successes. The die rolls in that one. I didn't know if maybe I knew something because of local or different.
You remember that out away from Old Nolens, that people would talk about these things called swamp rats. Swamp rats generally from your history. Were more dangerous than mole rats because they were not as aggressive and more territorial. That you've heard of other settlements that have had to deal with a swamp rat infestation, and it did not go well without really having a strong settlement there to collaborate and get stuff done.
Okay, so this is probably going to be a lasting problem. Until we have like more infrastructure, it's a bad infestation to have.
It is a bad infestation to have. So Clark is aimed. Which hole are you aimed at? Are you aimed at the center one, the kind of like 45 degree right, or the 45 degree left hole? You can only aim at one of them.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I messed up that logic. There's center, two that are there's kind of like north, west, east, and then there's a northwest and a northeast. So there's five holes that you can kind of see that are like these puddly masses. And then there's one behind. Pep knows that there's one behind him.
Okay, then I'll take northwest.
I'll take northeast.
And I will at this point inform them there's one behind us as well.
Lonnie, you have readied your action. So go ahead and you're using your laser pistol, right?
Yeah, that's about the only ranged weapon I have.
You see a swamp rat pop out of a hole, and you've readied your weapon, and you can take a shot if you want to.
I believe I do, and I'm going to ignore this annoying little chime that my vault boy, or my pit boy, keeps saying, you know, alerting me of impending dangers and these new features and whatnot, and that's just kind of an annoyance right now. I'm just going to rely on my instinct and my previous knowledge of the swamp rats. I'm going to use one of those AP to try to improve my chances of hitting. Do I get the minor action as well?
Yeah, you get the minor action as well.
So if I use it to aim, that allows me to reroll a d20?
Yep.
Okay. So let's see what fall. Oh, that's two successes right there. And I guess I will reroll a die. That's a 5. So it'll be three successes. And then I'll roll my damage. 5 plus a pit boy.
You fire off your laser pistol at the swamp rat, and it just like disintegrates and turns to ash. Exactly.
I will never roll that good again ever.
You've noticed that there have been two others that have popped up here, but that one kind of dies. Unfortunately, Clark, please roll a agility plus what did I have you roll? Athletics. Yeah, agility plus athletics.
All right. I got 3 successes.
Okay, great. So you see a swamp rat pop up from the center and fires off a piece of that spit right at you. The spit's coming right at you. It's like a big old spitball. And you manage to dodge it. And it doesn't hit anything. It just kind of lands back in the forest. It's perfectly fine. The swamp rat kind of looks a little like disappointed. I don't know what the emotion of a swamp rat is, but I would imagine it would be disappointed.
It's at this trap.
It's a little sad. It's just sad now.
So the swamp rat disappears and goes back under the ground. And you feel a rumbling, but it's a little bit lighter at this point. So you have some time now. There is like some time here that you can kind of, if you want to ready anything, if you want to take a minor action.
I'm going to reload the 2 shots that I've taken and ready another shot at center hole.
Center hole. All right. Lonnie, what about you?
I'm going to continue to ready. Same hole that I shot at earlier. Yeah, I feel comfortable. I've got it ranged and sighted in. I'm not that great of a shot, so I'm not trying to, you know, swivel or anything. I'll just stick with that hole for now.
Pep, what are you doing right now?
Can I tell roughly how, I guess first would be like, would I recognize these as being somehow related to mole rats? Like, do they look ratty enough or do they look like a whole new creature?
You can roll, or I know somebody in the group may have, you know, I'm fine with a little bit of metagaming here. If Hazel wants to, you know, share that knowledge with the group, she can.
Yeah, I'll just shout it out. I think there's some kind of mole rat.
And do they look larger than regular mole rats? From
they look smaller. They look scrawny. They look kind of blackish, and they have that green spit. They're hairy a little bit.
Okay, then I think I'm just gonna stay focused on aiming at the hole of the one behind us.
Okay, so you're gonna aim at the hole behind us. All right.
Clark might hear me mutter swamp rats like under my breath while we're like trying to aim and stuff, but like I don't really call it out or anything. I just imagine Clark and I sort of sharing the same cover right now, playing whack-a-mole.
I think Clark would be familiar with like swamp rats, but when Hazel calls that mole rat, Clark kind of calls back over to her and suggests, can we get some of that rotten meat, bait them?
No, I got, like, you say that and I'm like, Signal.
So on the pit boy, Signal says, Lonnie, Mayor, son Lonnie, what need?
throw some meat out the window.
Signal's like, meat for Signal, need meat.
Like the bad meat.
Signal like bad meat.
Please?
Roll charisma plus speech.
Oh. Yeah, I'm great at this. Yeah, no joy.
Okay. Signal's like,
if Pep hears this, Pep would just yell to Hazel, go inside and grab some meat.
So you do that, but then Signal calls out and says, Signal knows what you need. All of a sudden, the door opens and Signal comes barreling out of the door and just kind of like rushes out, stomping around with his super sledge in hand. And he's kind of positioned himself on the directly west hole with his super sledge in hand and says, ready.
Whack-a-mole. Whack-a-mole.
I look over to Clark and it's like, I couldn't get us air support, but this might be the next best thing.
This might be worth the price of admission alone.
And Pep yelled at Hazel to get some rancid meat, right?
Yep. And I'm on it.
All right, so while Hazel runs in to get some rancid meat, Signal is over there with his super sledge ready, and a swamp rat pops his head out, and Signal presses the button on his super sledge to start that, like, back and forth motion the top of the hammer does, and Signal rams the hammer so hard into the hole that it squashes the swamp rat, and its guts go flying, and the puddle is almost cleared out, like, from the impact of this. Like, it is, like, fully irrigated out. Pep, why don't you... What gun are you aiming with?
I've got a pipe gun. Let's see, what do I do? Is it a pipe pistol? Pipe gun.
So roll agility plus small guns.
Ooh, I got an 11 and an 8.
You take two, including, so you take 3 damage, and so that's 1 off for your armor, so you take 2 damage. You notice, though, when you take this damage, that was a bigger one. All of them have been kind of smaller, and that's a bigger one. And you just feel, you all feel kind of a rumbling, but it's like it's traveling. You feel like that maybe you could sense, like, where it is, but you're not quite sure.
When I'm inside grabbing the meat, I'd like to grab a piece of meat from the top of the pile that's mostly all of it, that isn't, like, falling off the bone. Do I see anything around there that I could use? Make it a more interesting prospect? Like, is there a frag grenade sitting around, gunpowder, anything fun?
Yeah. Why don't you roll science plus perception? Difficulty 0.
2 successes, and it's a tag skill.
Yeah, so you find this kind of frag grenade that is lying right there. It's kind of ready. If you wanted to, it seems like that you could shove it into a piece of meat to fully enclose it in there, and kind of make yourself explosive bait if you wished.
I'm absolutely going to do that. Is that going to take the entirety of my turn to finish?
So you are doing this all while, this is like a separate scene occurring while Pep is getting hit with some slime. He's getting slimed.
Some vomit. Let's be real.
Yeah.
So I'm jury rigging it on the fly. Yeah.
Hazel's preparing Frag Wellington over here.
Frag Wellington.
So now you're outside. You feel the rumbling. Hazel has the explosive meat. What do you do?
I'm going to look to see which area seems to have the most popping up. I'm going to throw it. I'm going to prime it, and then I'm going to throw it at that area.
Yeah, do perception plus throwing for a difficulty 1.
A 4 and a 17. I think that means I have 1 success.
Yeah. Is throwing a tag skill of yours?
Yes. Yes, it is a tag skill, so successes. Right, I didn't think about that.
So you managed to throw this explosive bait kind of like right in between the 5 holes that you all can see. All of a sudden, the rumbling kind of stops, and you notice it come out the center hole. And you see this fat, kind of like slimy, wet, black creature that has these little mole teeth. It looks like a mole rat, but it's all black and green. It pops out of the hole. It's not even paying attention to you all. And it goes over there, and it starts to nibble on the meat. And then it swallows a frag grenade.
I'd say, are we going to have a Jaws moment? Somebody with a rifle smile, you son of a... And just...
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Yeah, so Clark, roll agility plus small guns. Difficulty 1.
3 successes.
So, roll damage. just for fun. Roll damage.
Just for fun.
For funsies.
4 damage that time.
You're like the slickest shooter today. Like, you line back. It's very impressive. Like, everyone is a little bit impressed by this. And you fire off your 44, and you shoot it through the belly of this giant swamp rat, and it explodes. And I'm not just talking, like, when Signal hit the puddle of water, went everywhere. It explodes so much, pieces of the ground fly out, and it's like it's almost like a red mist enters the air.
It's like the end of Tremors.
Yeah, there you go.
And from the ground, a jet of water shoots up into the sky and just continues to shoot up. It's there. It starts really big and kind of gets down, but it's like a continuous stream of water from the ground. And you have successfully killed all of the swamp rats in the area. So everyone gets to level up at their next session.
Mark takes his gun and kind of does like the spin maneuver, blows the smoke from it and holsters it. Because he knows that was just badass.
Roll speech plus charisma.
It doesn't matter. I got two successes.
Yeah, everyone thinks that's really cool. Like, you have submitted yourself as, like, the coolest person in the group. Signal looks over to you and kind of, like, his mouth is agape. Like, even more so. Like, you can see all of his teeth just entirely open. And Signal looks at you and says, "Can I pat head?"
And Clark gets real serious again. He's like, "If you don't want that to happen to you."
Signal frowns. It's the first time you've seen Signal frown this whole time. And Signal kind of slumps his shoulders and grabs his hammer and kind of drags it and walks back inside.
Clark feels a little bit bad, but I mean, he's had not good experiences with super mutants in the Capital Wasteland. It's going to take him time to get over this new phenomenon for him.
And I need you to roll survival plus endurance.
I got two successes. Man, I told you. This is why I put no stats into luck, because I don't need them. I'm just lucky in real life.
You feel your skin kind of move around after this interaction with Signal, and you're like, kind of weird, but then it's almost like a chill, but like it's a very intense chill. Do you see this thing of water, and you realize that it's like, okay, that's a water source. Like, you know, from your years of kind of in this roving group, that it's like people are looking for like wells, people are looking for different sources of water that's like decent enough so that they can boil it or something. But you know that this is a spring and this is where it naturally occurs.
So it's an artisan well that actually has enough underwater pressure that the explosion breached the top of the artisan well and it's actually welling up purified water.
It is. So you notice that it is welling up water. However, it is the same. There's kind of like a little tinge of green in the water.
So it's groundwater. It maybe is a little bit irradiated.
So as Hazel's examining it, I take a look at the water, take a look at the pit boy. And I walk over and I just submerge like my whole left arm into it.
Okay. Please roll endurance plus survival.
Why would I do that? I'm Aqua Boy.
Oh, you're right. Okay. Yeah. So you put your arm into this water and like you notice that like Hazel's like, "Oh, maybe don't do that."
It's like shoving my arm all the time. Like, I do this all the time. It's fine.
You notice nothing unusual other than it's untreated and probably irradiated.
Yeah, well that was the point too. My left arm's where the pit boy is. So like I'm just going to let it and then I'm just going to pull it out and see if the little thing is moving.
Okay, yeah. So Pit Boys automatically have a Geiger counter within them. And so you notice that it is irradiated water. The Pit Boy says that it's irradiated and it's not safe for consumption.
I was like, yeah, don't drink or touch that.
Poor Aqua Boy.
It's part of the backstory.
Yeah.
Your human pH meter, that's amazing.
I don't know what pH is right offhand, but no, I've had to swim in this stuff a lot, and for whatever reason, it just doesn't affect me.
Oh, that's amazing. One of these days when you have time on your hands, do you want to do some
what? Sorry,
some experiments. You know, run some simple experiments. You know, testing. Stuff like that, maybe find out what you can really do for science.
Sure, I'll get back to you on that. Reconvening the cabinet member, the meeting. Sorry, that was a brief recess while we took care of a pressing issue. The swamp rats pressing against their glands and shooting acid at us.
Yeah, you know, your constituents can be very demanding.
Yeah, well, I believe that we're going to see some members of the constituency leaving the area. Have high hopes for newcomers coming to the area. So we don't really have a public works department yet, but water.
Heck of a concept.
It's not potable, but we do have a source, which means we don't have to import it from the bayou, which is wonderful.
So we still have to work on purifying it and dealing with the fact that it's irradiated. Also, even if we cleared out these, what was it? You call them swamp,
they're, swamp rats? Yeah, around here we call them swamp rats. They're mole rats, but way more territorial. And the
and it, thing. They're a bit ickier than the mole rats I'm used to. But yeah, we should probably set up some sort of lookout or also. Because if the swamp rats are territorial, they may have been keeping something else out of the area, and with them gone, we may have some other visitors.
Well, I will allow our Ministry of Defense department to take that in consideration. Clark, as the Prime Minister of Defense, will be coming up with options. I'm sure a lot of that's going to require additional people to run patrols and stuff, which means we need to get people in here, which means we need water and food.
Recruitment.
Well, we do have access to a radio station, yeah, which might be a good way to attract people.
That's
the DJ is a little questionable, though.
Maybe the DJ is open to, I don't know, maybe we can find some music to put on that would get people's attention. Maybe some jazz hits or something like that.
I'm hungry. Let's adjourn and have lunch.
While you all have been talking, signal pops out of the station, and he's brought the whole main desk with him, and he slides it out, and there's a bunch of rancid meat there, and he says, "Finally, lunch is served."